watch like a minute after he announces his decision. He blinks like 40 times to fight off tears. He didn't go on that show, be all happy, make his decision in a big show format. He just answered questions. That was all it was.
Man watches Lie to Me like one time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to Full Court Mess, the hottest basketball take podcast. Hottest takes, hottest news, hottest discussion, hottest boys, we hope. I am Jared, your local Apex legend.
I'm Joe, suffering from a case of the sniffles.
And I'm Will, and I live about 30 minutes from Apex, North Carolina.
Are you a legend?
Definitely not, in any sense of the word.
Wait, I didn't do an Apex Legend themed intro. My name is Joe, and I have heard of the game Apex Legends.
There it is.
Thank you so much.
Getting sponsored, hopefully.
Yep.
Let's jump into that enlightenment take. This is maybe a little departure from usual ones. Sometimes, I don't know if our listeners have caught on, but there's been a little bit of irony in some of our enlightenment takes before, but this one, full sincerity, great take. Fully enlightened from the Rips man himself, talking about the Celtics this year and moving forward. And he said, championship or bust is neoliberalism. Fuck that shit. I want the funk. Amen. That could not describe more how I watch basketball. I'm just here for the funk.
That's good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we have things a little different now. We again have sound bites. Very little, because we just got access to them, and we have not added our own yet.
So our podcast has leveled up. Literally 1 hour ago, we have acquired sound bites.
We were going to have a guest today. That's been moved a week. We'll tell you at the end of the episode who that'll be.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. All right.
That's the name of our next guest. Baby steps.
Baby steps. Very excited. What do we want to talk about?
Baby step. Seth Curry, am I right, folks?
I'll give it to you. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
There it is. All right. Good start. Good debut in the sound bites.
All right, so we were gone last week due to busyness and sadness and whatnot. It's a lot of news. Let's talk about the biggest piece of news. Ja Rule.
Yes.
Joe.
Ja.
Why should we forgive you for this?
Forgive me. I didn't book Ja Rule.
You're the Bucks man?
I suppose. He was at halftime of the Bucks game. He was the halftime performer on 90s night, which I think he was offended by, because before his set started, he shouted to the crowd, "They got me here on 90s night. I'm more of a 2000s guy, but I guess I had an album come out in 99, so that counts." And then he proceeded to awkwardly wait for his DJ to start playing music and asking the crowd if they were ready over and over.
Were they ready?
Our listeners right now, if they're ready, we would get as much, if not more, of a response than Ja Rule did.
It's true. My favorite part of the whole set was when Giannis came out for the shoot around during the end of Ja Rule's set. He started shooting baskets while Ja Rule was still performing.
There were like a few minutes left.
Uh-huh.
That's very good.
But, I mean, that's what Ja Rule gets for not also bringing out Ashanti, so.
That's fair. Fair enough.
I have nothing more to say on the matter. I do appreciate that Ja Rule wore a retro Ray Allen jersey. I do like that. Kudos to him.
Did you see his cursing of the Kings for making fun of him?
I did. He also cursed Karl Anthony Towns, thinking he was on the Kings.
I have the tweet. Kind of funny. It's since been deleted. He said, "At Sacramento Kings, y'all will never win a championship, and Karl Towns is going to leave you in free agency. The curse is strong."
I mean, Karl Towns could join the Kings and then leave later, so he's not wrong yet.
That may have been a
an accidental blessing.
He just got them, Carl Towns, in free agency. That's huge. The
Kings should be thrilled.
Pretty good. Pretty looking good.
The Kings, if they need one thing, is another center.
Right. But if you get Carl Anthony Towns, you get one that's already good.
That's maybe a little, they might be uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, they don't have to develop this one.
Just suit up Vlade Divac and get him out there.
True.
Anytime the Kings get a notification like, you don't have to develop this one, they'd be really excited. They'd just definitely be like, oh, good, because we weren't going to.
I feel like they'd panic at the idea.
Well, they did trade their last good center, so.
Yeah.
Scalabissier.
Yep. What other news have we missed?
The Lakers are, like, falling off the map. Their playoff chances are very low. I think I saw 7% at last glance.
I think we can all agree that any team that loses to the Phoenix Suns should be the laughingstock of the league, right, Joe?
Hold on now. Hold on.
Especially if they
lose
twice.
I don't subscribe to this.
Just this. How did this? We'll get to the Lakers, but how did the Suns sweep the Bucks this year?
No comment.
I feel like it's like
Chris Middleton played poorly and couldn't hit game winners. The Suns have all, like, the last two or three years, the Suns have, like, given us major problems for whatever reason. I cannot explain it. It's the dry heat, I think. I don't know.
I feel like
Milwaukee wants a little more humidity.
I feel like when teams lose to the Suns, it's because, like, those teams don't respect the Suns.
They did, but it was funny. Like, Brogdon said that. He said, like, we have to come out willing to, like, try every night and stuff like that, but come on, Bucks. This is your first season being good, and it's not even over yet. You can't be complacent yet.
You haven't been good long enough to, like, not respect anyone.
Yeah, that's some wizard shit right there, where, like, you start becoming we don't respect certain teams, and we'll flip the switch when we want.
Yeah.
Having not ever actually done it in the past.
Which also, still is not a very good mindset.
Right.
Yeah.
But you think, like, you still have to earn it anyways.
My only defense for the Bucks is that it's in the midst of a long West Coast road trip. We had to play the Lakers, the Jazz, and the Suns. I think, like, I don't know if any of them were back-to-back, but it's a longer road trip. We had just lost to the Jazz the Kings, too. The Kings overtime or double overtime game?
Single overtime.
Okay. That fun fact, the Jazz loss and the Suns loss is the first time this season that the Bucks have lost two or more games in a row.
All that can make me think of is that incredible stat from the Bulls, like, 2 years ago, where they didn't win or lose more than three games in a row the entire year.
Incredible.
But yeah, I will say, to the Suns' credit, which I'm never a guy to be giving the Suns credit, but DeAndre Ayton against the Bucks was probably the best defensive game I've ever seen that dude play. He played legitimately very good ball and
really, really good.
Gave Giannis some problems.
Do you think he's already, like, the Suns' best piece?
I have to say it. Yeah, it's a good take. I don't know
the
if
Kelly
I
Kelly Oubre disrespect. I can't believe I'm hearing this.
They I think Booker is very clearly, like, he's definitely their best player right now, and I think you have to, like, just because he's shown so much more than anyone else, like, I feel like I'd still say he's their best prospect moving forward. But if we were talking, like, strictly assets, then I would probably like Ayton, because Devin Booker's already being paid, like, $140 million or something ridiculous.
Yeah. How long are we going to keep giving Booker this, like, he's a young prospect treatment? He's young talent. Like, yeah, he's still real young, but how long has he been in the league now? 4 years? 3 years?
This is his fourth year, yeah.
How many above 25 win games or seasons has he had?
If you count his 1 year at Kentucky, one.
Okay.
Believe me, I am, as anyone who's familiar with me knows, I'm not a Devin Booker defender. I have a lifelong feud with him for his comments about Troy Daniels a couple years ago.
I think we talked about that last episode.
So not a fan. But I think if you accept him for what he likely is as a basketball player, he still has time to grow, but if you accept him for what he probably is going to be, he's a very good player. Like, it's just he's not that player on the Suns, and he's not like an elevate your team that much so far, like, kind of guy. Like, the Suns still are trying to make him play a bunch of point guard. He's not that.
No.
But if they just used him correctly and built a proper team around him, I'd still be like confident in him being a very solid piece moving forward. But the Suns are a pathetic organization, so I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Well, that's true.
Back to the Lakers?
Yeah, let's talk actual NBA ball now.
That's very generous to the Lakers.
Well,
oh man.
Yeah, I guess so.
What a dumpster of a team. They're just terrible.
My favorite part of the Lakers kind of downfall lately is people being shocked, Lakers fans being shocked at how little LeBron is trying on defense.
Oh, it's amazing.
And also sometimes offense. It's very funny to see their reactions. Like, they haven't been watching LeBron in the last few years to know that this was coming.
This is not that far off from what was happening in Cleveland, if far off at all. All of the Cleveland fans said when he went to the Lakers, they're like, y'all are in for a bit of a surprise for like what you're expecting. And they've been proven very right, because Lakers fans just keep getting mad about effort. And that's what Cavs fans have been watching for years now.
Like, the defensive lack of effort is nothing new, but it's still, like, watching it lately, it feels surprising.
It does, but I think that's, like, a side effect of those players around him are not good, and it's a bad fit. Like, the Cavs are a terrible organization for the most part, but to their credit, they surrounded him with shooters, like anyone reasonable would do, and they actually had a couple other good players occasionally. Like, Kevin Love deserves big apologies from everybody.
True.
He was getting slandered like this Lakers roster was way better than what the LeBron had on the Cavs. And granted, the Cavs have been terrible this year. But A, Kevin Love was hurt for a lot of that. And B, like, we knew he was a legitimate all-star. And he was willing to change his game to fit with LeBron very well.
Did you see that clip of Kuzma pushing LeBron into defense?
It was so good.
I love that clip.
LeBron looked so surprised that it happened.
That's Kuzma's team now.
It really is. It's been Kuzma's team for a while.
That's true.
He's like, he at least goes off for 40 points sometimes and gets everyone excited. And the fans like the young guys more than they like LeBron.
So I have these two takes I saw on Instagram from, I don't know, some account that just takes other people's quotes and puts it on a picture. This is from Chris Carter. Says, if they do miss the playoffs, LeBron James will no longer be the greatest basketball player in the world. That title will be transferred.
Okay.
So that's something, that's a thinker. Then we have Joy Taylor. It is not good for the NBA if LeBron is not in the playoffs. We can all agree on that. He is the king of content.
The king of content.
First of all,
the title he's always wanted.
I think of myself as the king of content every time I post. Thank you. That's such a weird thing. I've seen a lot of the, like, it's bad for the league if LeBron misses the playoffs. I mean, it's up to LeBron if he makes the playoffs. Not the league's call.
Also, like, is it...
this isn't selecting the all-star team or something.
Yeah, but, like, it would be a bad decision to leave him out. No, he has to stop sucking if, like, he's going to get in.
Is it bad for the league, though? Like, is it truly bad?
You want to talk about content, that'll power the entire offseason. Every basketball show will be about LeBron missing the playoffs for the entire offseason.
True.
Also, if he makes the playoffs, he's losing in the first round, so who cares?
That's also true. But, like, it's not bad for the NBA.
I guess, like, it's in the sense of, like, people who, like, think it's really bad for the league, like, when he retires. It's granted, when he retires, the NBA is going to lose its most popular player.
Yeah.
Like, by far, it's going to be the biggest star in the league is all of a sudden gone. So you can view that as a negative if you want, but also the flip side is to view it as, wow, there's an opportunity for all these exciting young guys to seize that void. Which one of them can become a megastar?
Yeah,
if they're good enough to.
If LeBron doesn't make playoffs, well, all these other teams were good enough to make playoffs. And it'll still likely be very fun. That's like when Kobe retired and everyone's like, the league's not going to be the same.
it's doing just fine.
Yeah, it's...
I'm going to be pretty messed up when LeBron retires. I'll admit that, like... For all the people who lost it when Kobe retired, like, oh my god, I grew up with this guy and stuff like that. Like, that's really much more LeBron for me. Like, him getting drafted is right around when I would have started watching the NBA, so I don't really know a non-LeBron NBA. So that'll be a big moment for me, but I'm not worried about the health of the league afterwards. There's always going to be another superstar. It's a superstar-driven league.
Yeah, he's not taking the league down with him.
I'm just glad Carter will never retire.
He wants to own a team. Like, he's going to be in the league and around the league.
Yeah.
I want to touch on Chris Carter's for a second, though. What was it on? What was his quote?
Yeah.
If they do miss the playoffs, the world will be transferred.
Yeah, if they do miss the playoffs, LeBron James will no longer be the greatest basketball player in the world. That title will be transferred.
First of all, I don't know why Chris Carter is commenting on basketball with any sort of authority, really. But it's a funny quote to me because, again, it smells like someone who hasn't like watched the league much the past few years. LeBron has not been the best regular season player in like 5 years. Last year is probably his best argument during that time frame, but he's never the best player in the regular season anymore. So this season wouldn't really change anything. A season in where, like, I think we're all confident if he was on a good enough team and in the playoffs, he would still totally dominate.
Yeah.
To the exact same extent that he does before. He just is smart enough to know he can't do it in the regular season anymore at full power. So he doesn't. So
now he doesn't have to this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, now he's getting a summer off, and that means all of a sudden he can't anymore.
All right, let's get into leadership.
Ooh,
I don't have any takes on that because we've all seen enough online anyways.
Good point. Are y'all worried about the leadership on the Lakers?
I'm not worried about a fucking thing. But I'm also not worried about the Lakers.
The Lakers can be bad forever as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good thing for me, so I don't know why I would be. But
am I worried? No. Am I entertained? Very. So this is fine.
Really fun.
But is LeBron being a bad leader? Maybe.
This is just like, it's all stuff we could have, everyone saw it coming with the exception of delusional Laker fans, and we'll get to them in a second. But LeBron's being the exact same guy he's been for ages. He's in real life, he's an amazing guy and has done a bunch of good stuff for the community. But he's a weird, petty person overall for the most part.
Yeah.
When it comes to the NBA. He's being that exact same guy. And I don't think this is unreasonable, but he expects things from others that he won't do himself. Like, I get that he's earned it. He's definitely earned everything, but he's been that way for years. Other people have to do things that he won't on the team. And all of it works
if you
put together a team around him.
Yeah, if you want the respect, then you have to, like, give respect.
Yeah.
Right? The start of the season's like, all right, we got this. And then 2 weeks in, he's like, we need some trades. And then trade deadline comes. He's like, we need to trade everybody for everybody. This time it didn't work. And now he's like, it's weird that nobody trusts me. Why don't they trust me? Is it because they have other things that in their life that they're more worried about? Also, here's the new poster for Space Jam 2. Also, check me out on HBO.
that one quote sticks out more than anything else to me. We got guys who like aren't focused on basketball or something. They're more worried about other stuff. If that was directed at the young kids, then it was utter bullshit. I saw one take that he was actually directing it at like the vets on the team, which I would think is kind of funny if true, because be honest, what is Rajon Rondo thinking about that's not basketball?
Yeah. And what did you expect from Lance Stevenson or JaVale McGee?
Yeah, right. So that's the thing, like, most of my beef with this, and maybe it comes back to LeBron depending on how much say he had, but like most of the problem with the team is just front office stuff. Like, if they had signed the right veterans, if they had put a decent team together instead of this garbage pile they have, and honestly, if they had just made the trades, they'd probably be fine. But I don't think anyone thought that this team, how it exists right now, and LeBron with a bunch of young kids who at the end of the day aren't super, super talented, was going to work. Maybe if LeBron was with like the Philly young kids, it would work because they're so good, but these guys aren't.
Well, yeah. And also these guys like still need time to grow. Like they're young.
Yeah.
Well, for the most part. And they're all like kind of similar play styles. I don't know. We've discussed that part before of like, these are all the same kind of role players that need time to grow and they're not having time to grow. I don't know. It's fun. They're going to miss the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, they're in a really bad spot. It would be, especially with that loss to the Clippers last night, it would be very surprising if they made it now.
Yeah, they're, at the time of recording this, 30-34, which is 2 wins under the Kings, who are 4 wins under the Spurs, which are the 8 seed.
They're 6 games back.
That's math, playoffs. Baby.
That's so many. Like, I said it before, and, like, at like, the halfway point of the season, like, if LeBron decided that no matter what, this team was going to make the playoffs, they still probably could. Like, if he just went total apeshit every night and did the things he usually saves for the playoffs before them, they could make it. But he has clearly shown that, no, it's not that important to him this year.
I mean, but also, he did say, like, a week or two ago, playoff mode activated.
He did, but he hasn't, like, I mean, and he's played fine since then by LeBron standards, but, like, LeBron in the playoffs, when he activates playoff modes, doesn't usually have to get shoved by his teammate to go play defense.
Right.
So, he can say it, and I think it was, like, it was a good PR move to say it, but he didn't activate it.
No, he did not. He did not. If anything, he deactivated zero. What was there.
He did not go zero dark playoffs or whatever he calls that mode every year.
Shoved by a teammate who's closer in age to his son than he is.
After each loss, he just posts about whatever milestone he hit that day on IG, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Can we make fun of some Lakers fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
So there was just an incredible thread going around of a Lakers fan who was apparently at the beginning of the season, before it started, listening to a Heat podcast. And his point with this thread was this Heat podcast was upset that LeBron was a Laker now. So they were slandering the Lakers. So he just kept posting their quotes with laughing gifs and like, I can't believe this and these people are idiots type stuff. And I just want to go through the quotes that he picked to make fun of, because amazingly, they all came true. And we'll see what these incredibly intelligent and prescient Heat people had to say before the season started. So let's start off with, they would kill to have Larry Nance as their starting center. They being the Lakers in this scenario. They would kill to have Jordan Clarkson over Lance Stephenson. They said, the pod is arguing that LA wants LeBron in the post. This has never been said by Luke, Magic, or Rob. They said that Richard Jefferson fits to next to LeBron better than anyone on the Lakers right now. After that one, he used a Ricky Gervais laughing gif. Someone from Heat Twitter on the Lakers' young core said they're not even as good as Josh Richardson.
Whew.
Pretty
true.
Spot on. The Lakers might as well be bad, get a decent pick, and then do whatever they want with decent cap space. He posted that with someone laughing with champagne. And amazingly, just as a brief aside, he tweeted, the same guy tweeted today about if the Lakers lose another game, they could get as high as the 9th pick in the draft. Then someone from Heat Twitter, that team is not making the playoffs, and he posted that with the Arsenio Hall spitting drink out of his mouth. I like Josh Hart, but if LeBron passes it to him in the corner twice and he misses both times, that's going to be a problem, and I don't know if Luke Walton is the guy to hold it together. Incredibly spot on.
Yep.
You don't have to live in L.A. to make movies. It just doesn't make sense to me. A Heat fan trying to justify he went to L.A. for reasons besides basketball. I don't really think LeBron cares. Heat fam, again. They might boo LeBron off the floor because they're such rabid Kobe fans. Heat Twitter guy on if LeBron loses in the first or second round. We don't have to worry about him making it to the first or second round. Why the hell are people so high on Ingram? Heat guy that will soon find out. And then he said, so the pod ended with the Heat guy doubling down on the Lakers not making the playoffs. So
yeah,
is he listening to our podcast before it even came out? Because I'm doubling down right now.
Oh man, I am dead certain.
Triple down?
That is I wish he had given the Heat guy credit by name, because he was right about everything and deserves a pay raise or a job, a full-time job in sports if he doesn't already have one.
NBA prophet.
He is. That is as good as analysis of this Lakers team as you could possibly hope for.
Damn.
And the season hadn't even started.
I would just like to add that I could listen to 20 more minutes of Will describing GIFs. so maybe we need to add a segment in. Next time
I'm down. And
the gif I would use to react to this play is.
All right, you guys want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Got this post here on Instagram from B-Ball Realm. Here are some interesting facts about money. Let's start with Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, dropped out of college and made millions. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple, dropped out of college and made millions. Bill Gates, principal founder of Microsoft, dropped out of college and made millions. LaMelo Ball, son of LeVar Ball, will most likely go straight to the NBA after high school and make millions. How are we feeling about that one?
The perfect four people to lump together.
Yep.
I was really hoping it was going to be like Mac from Always Sunny, where it's like, Bill Gates, moron. Steve Jobs. Oh, man. I'm literally burning my degree as we speak so I can make millions like LaMelo Ball.
Right. Also, it's funny because, like, these are dropouts. He's not a college dropout.
He's a, hey, man, you can't come here because you went pro.
He's technically a high school dropout.
I thought he's back in high school.
LaVar said he was going to homeschool him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Then he put him into some other school.
Did he?
Yeah, Spire.
Inspire sounds like a scam.
Yeah.
I will say the thing about LaMelo that kind of gets me is I don't know how his career is going to go from here on out, but he is still a legitimately high level prospect.
He is.
Like, people make fun of, they're like, oh, he's not going to go anywhere and stuff like that. Like, he might not, because it's a weird path, but he still has a decent chance at, like, getting a shot in the league, because when people break down the top prospects from what's going to be his class, he's going to be in there just from his level of skill he showed in high school.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and there's a lot writing against him being his family.
Yeah.
Obviously. And also, like, what's the middle brother's name?
LiAngelo.
I think also did not help with that.
No.
Because he ended up not being that great, I guess.
But we knew he was bad before then.
Yeah, we knew he was bad.
Lonzo and LaMelo were both high level five stars. And LaMelo was like a mid to low level three star. LiAngelo was.
And apparently not that smart.
Yeah.
Why? You don't even need to shoplift, dude.
Don't steal things when you're in other countries, people. Come on.
You made millions already and then you had to drop out.
That's worst
backwards.
Place.
Anyways.
Always wanted to know what it would be like to be on a college basketball podcast from 2 years ago. And now I do, as we lambast LiAngelo Ball for stealing sunglasses in China.
I'm fired up.
This is a hot topic if we are roughly 22 months in the past.
We'll do it live. We need that soundbite, Jared.
Oh, next time maybe. Here, I'll play a basketball soundbite. You guys ready for this one? No, that's ball.
We're talking basketball here, folks.
We're talking basketball.
I've got a fun list I think we can go through.
Let's do it.
This is found through Instagram, and it is a list of this account's opinion of the most humble NBA players. There are 10 names on this list. Let's do a category style or whatever, where can you guys name the 10 players on this list?
Well, if Mike Conley's not on that list, I'm canceling the show.
Mike Conley is on the list.
So
the show will go on.
I'm imagining. I'm imagining it's just based off of the kind of people I imagine come up with this content. Mike Conley and 9 white guys.
There are a few white guys on there, but
no Dirk on there.
Dirk is on there. Yeah,
he's so humble.
Did they put Gordon Hayward on there?
Gordon Hayward is also on there. Yes.
Okay, that's bullshit.
All right, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear any more of this fucking list.
That's just fucking white. Come on.
All right, I'll just rattle through them then. Kawhi Leonard.
Okay, all right.
Kawhi Leonard. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I don't think that one's true.
Yeah, that's
Derrick Rose.
Oh, come on.
No.
Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
What?
Dirk Nowitzki, Gordon Hayward, previously mentioned. Tobias Harris.
Okay.
Sure.
Mike Conley. Klay Thompson.
I guess. I mean, like, it's hard to tell because he just doesn't talk.
You know, like, he says silly shit, I feel like, but he also is one of the most, I don't know, I guess, like, humility and confidence don't necessarily, like, aren't juxtaposed, but I don't feel like you can be the guy who scored 37 in a quarter and then also be the humblest guy in the league.
Right.
A truly humble player would not score baskets, is my point.
So he's just neither.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The last name on the list is Kemba Walker.
Okay.
Who did we miss? Who would you add?
This list is...
Well, I would take away quite a few.
And it's also just people who play in small markets, so we don't pay attention to them.
Yeah. Okay, so Gordon Hayward needs to fucking go. You can't be humble and then be part of these shitty league commercials.
Also, he should be humble. He stinks. What does he have to brag about?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Get Giannis off this list. Love you, Giannis, but...
Giannis flexes on everybody.
Giannis flexes on everyone, and then he's like, I can't work out with you.
Yeah.
Because I want to play. Yep. I'm going to play against you. That doesn't make sense.
That's also fair. Threatened to punch someone in the nuts.
Wait, yeah, but never mind. That's when they dunk on him again. So that's
he guaranteed that Hezonja was going to step over him again. So maybe he is humble.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll let that slide. Derrick Rose. No.
No.
No. That's just a big no.
I want Dwayne Wade off this list. Not only was he not like humble during his prime, he's currently in the middle of a season-long retirement tour.
Yep.
Celebrating his own career.
Yeah, but did you see that game winner the other day?
It was incredible.
Now, if anyone else did that, I would have been very hurt, being that he did that against the Warriors. But since he did it, I felt warm inside.
Aww.
I was like, yeah, that's okay. This is right.
Speaking of Hurt, did you see him trade his jersey with Kevin Huerter?
I did.
Maybe that's the humble part coming in. He had people to choose from, and he chose Kevin Huerter.
Yeah, because he goes into every game. Before he goes to the game, he hits up like the other team's like PR or whatever, and he's like, which one of the young players on this team likes me the most?
It really was. That was the, like, Kevin Huerter like, grew up a fan or something, right?
Now that's humble.
And, of course, he had already traded his jersey with Trae Young earlier in the year, so he was off the list.
That's right. My hot take, not related to this list, but just in general about the Heat, is that those like Miami Knights jerseys, the black and the light blue and the neon pink, that should be their like normal official colors and jerseys.
That's not a hot take. That's not hot. That's like...
It's hot because it's the Miami Heat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My one adjustment would be... the white ones were better from last year.
True, true.
I like the white more than I like the black.
Well, hey, you need a home and an away.
They also have the all pinks, which are gorgeous.
Those are good too. They got some of the best jerseys right now.
If you don't count their regular jerseys, they've got the best ones in the league.
True. Okay. Yeah.
I also do want to say, before we delve even more into the humble stuff, as a PSA, I don't give a shit if NBA players are humble, and I rather enjoy it when they aren't. But if you're going to label them as humble, you better be correct.
Yeah. I'm with you. They don't have to be humble, but it's fun when they aren't. I also do appreciate it when they are, but I don't feel like it's wrong either way, unless they're just really bad full of themselves.
So who would you add to the list? My first thought was Victor Oladipo.
I'm down. I like that.
Yeah. Don't hear much from Vic, and he's one of the 15 best players in the league when he's healthy.
Well, we don't hear much from him because he's... Well, we don't need to talk about it.
No. I mean, come on. You didn't hear much about from literally from
no. his mouth before then. Other than his music.
Oh, yeah. He's not humble about his R&B. There's no reason.
You know what? Yeah, it's pretty good.
We stan Vic Oladipo on this pod.
We do.
Absolutely.
All Sun. Hall of Famer.
Who's like the best humble player? Like, I feel like there's a lot of humble guys who are just like mid-level players.
That's the thing, that they're so humble that we don't think about them.
I only root for humble players, actually.
Quinn Cook.
What a guy. I love Quinn. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Anyone who, even if you hate the Warriors, but any of the people who said, like, this championship means nothing because they're so dominant or something like that, go watch Quinn Cook when they won the finals last year. One of my favorite moments in the last 10 years of the NBA. It's so fun. It's so cool. And Steve Kerr yelling, like, you did this. You got us here. Well, Quinn Cook is just sobbing, is one of the best things ever.
Good moments.
That's my pitch.
I'm gonna throw Yogi Ferrell into the mix too here.
I love Yogi.
Our sweet boy Yogi.
I was at the Kings Bucks game last week, and every time Yogi scored, I just yelled, "My son!"
He heard you.
I think he did. He felt that in his soul, and it made him do better. That's why I like to think.
What about Kyle Lowry? Is he humble?
I think that's fair.
I mean, for him to still be an NBA player with an ass like that seems pretty humble.
Yeah, he never talks about it.
There it is.
He never talks about it.
He could be doing so much more with that thing, man. And look, Fink, have you ever been watching a music video and seen Kyle Lowry shaking it in the background?
Who's to say?
You haven't, because he's so humble about that fantastic produce. I'm glad you said it, because I was about to say Yabu for the exact same reason. So,
call up Adam. Friend of the show, Adam, Celtics fan.
I bet even with Adam having season tickets, I bet I have more pictures in person of Yabu's butt on my phone than he does.
Shit.
That's a fan of humble players right there.
How about Jeremy Lin, humble?
Jeremy Lin's still in timeout.
He's still in timeout, but I'll say that he seems pretty humble.
Seems humble. Well, like, there's some guys who's like, I don't know, it's hard to even like think about what humble means in this context, because I feel like sometimes we're just like interpreting as like well thought out, like smart people.
I'm kind of interpreting it as good players that don't talk trash a whole lot. They just know they're good, but they're like not bragging about it.
Well, there's a story that someone I read recently from some player. They said they're trying to talk shit on Tim Duncan. One of his last seasons.
Oh, yeah. Tim Duncan's all-time humble player.
And they said something to him, and he just looked and was like, I don't do that. And they're like, oh, sorry.
I think it was probably KG. I'm sure Kevin Garnett was the one.
Maybe.
Like, oh, I tried on Tim Duncan, and I couldn't do it.
He's like, I don't do that.
But Tim Duncan hated Kevin Garnett. Like, Kevin Garnett didn't give up. I will say, I feel like Steven Adams.
Yeah. He's so humble, he gives up rebounds.
He does, and like,
I don't need these.
He's just a pretty like self-effacing guy, you know, like a lot of self-deprecating humor.
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't take themselves all that seriously is great. Like CJ McCollum, like he definitely thinks he's really good. He can be cocky, whatever. Anybody can be cocky.
Yeah.
But like him doing that, like I'm trying Jennifer tweet.
That was awesome.
It was so good, and that's like it's not taking yourself that seriously, which is something I appreciate.
Okay, who are the least humble players that should be humble?
Who should be?
Yeah.
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose, Lance Stephenson.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can come up with one who's not a horrible person.
Right.
The all-time leader of that team is Mario Chalmers.
Okay.
Yep.
Who also, again, like, this is not a statement of my enjoyment. I love Mario Chalmers, and I love that he was cocky as hell. But my God, was it a discrepancy between that and his...
I think getting roasted by the president was like... Okay, like you can do whatever you want. Like you can be as cocky as you want after that.
So where does Joe Ingles fall on the spectrum?
Joe Ingles is cocky as hell.
He's cocky
as
hell.
Really, really cocky, but I love it so
much.
It's
great. It's so fun. I feel like on the court he's not humble. Off the court, I don't hear much about him. So I feel like he's pretty quiet.
His physique is very humble, and the rest of him is not.
Right.
It's like Jokic. The only humble thing is how much like people assume about them when they see him.
Yeah.
But every other parts of their games are just cocky as hell.
Is Mo Bamba disqualified for like having a song about him? Or named after him more so?
Yeah. I mean the thought experiment with that is just like,
what would we do if there was a song called Jaylen Brown? They seem like similar guys.
How so?
They both came into the draft. They were like kind of like the Renaissance man of their drafts. Like a lot to them that wasn't basketball. And I'm not saying that's not true of the other guys, but that was really kind of their thing going in. Like very well known for like Jaylen Brown. The big talk before the draft was like, this guy loves chess and stuff like that.
This guy reads books.
Exactly. That was very much both of their brand going into the draft. So
yeah,
I guess so. This is kind of unrelated, but so I'll just maybe think of this. I don't know if you guys watch the Needle Drop on YouTube, but he does this video where called Let's Argue. It's like all music stuff. And Let's Argue, people can tweet at him whatever, and he argues it about music. And someone said that the song Mo Bamba is the new Seven Nation Army.
Interesting.
And it's fucked up because that's true.
I feel like that's like when a young golfer like wins a tournament, though, and they say, is this like the next Tiger Woods?
Right.
It's true, like, it's like there's a reasonable part to it in the moment, but the only way of knowing for sure is if we wait 15 years and it's still being played.
That's true. Still, it's in dangerous territory already.
Oh, it's so much.
I've got a retro take to throw at you guys.
Okay.
It's along the lines of several things we've talked about already.
Take us back in time.
Let's roll it back. So this take... This question comes to us from Yahoo Answers from about 9 years ago. And it begs the question, is LeBron a coward or a hero?
I like this already.
Those are the only options?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to ask, so is this an inclusive or exclusive or?
Well, let's just go through some of the answers. We'll do the best answer first. There are several answers worth going over and diving into. So we'll just start with the best answer. Is LeBron a coward or a hero? LeBron James is a coward. I'll use Reggie Miller as an example of a hero.
Oh, God.
He goes on. Reggie Miller played 18 seasons as a Pacer. He had the chance to leave the Pacers to the 2000 Lakers with Shaq and Kobe, but decided to stay a Pacer. His mansion was burned down in Indiana, and guess what? He still stayed. When it comes down to it, I'll respect a ringless Reggie Miller over LeBron with multiple rings while on D. Wade's back.
I didn't know all that about Reggie Miller, and now I feel like I want to call him a cuck. I feel like he got cucked by the state of Indiana.
You heard it here first.
That also like makes it sound like the fans burned down his mansion and he still stayed.
Get out of here, Reggie.
You're the worst.
I love this. It's like, is LeBron a hero? No, because one time Reggie Miller's house burnt down.
Also, what an example. Everyone hates Reggie Miller now.
There are also, in that answer, there's no supporting evidence for LeBron being a coward, except for that he won multiple rings while playing with D-Wade.
On D-Wade's back.
So it's pretty much like anyone does something cool and someone tweets about it on Twitter, like, this person's a hero, and then like the storm of replies, it's like, the troops are heroes. This is the basketball version.
Reggie Miller is the troops.
Oh man, I wasn't even gonna read like this answer.
The troops coming home from Vietnam after his career, Reggie Miller gets no respect.
I wasn't even gonna read this answer, but since you brought up the troops, I'm gonna read the next answer down.
Did I call it?
All right, reading this. Okay, this comes to us from Alex, just Alex. His response was, rapists are cowards, soldiers are heroes, LeBron just plays basketball.
Okay, hold on.
All right, buddy.
Like, there's degrees to all this, and it doesn't all have to be the same or bunched into the same thing.
But to Alex's small bit of credit, he understands something that Kobe and D. Rose fans never will.
True, okay.
True, that's a good point.
All right, well, that was fucking stupid.
It was. Alex, go somewhere else. Idiot.
We don't need this answer, Alex.
We're talking about basketball. You can assume we're talking about basketball.
Yeah, it's what you said is this basketball thing a basketball thing? The answer is...
That was, it was like the take a while back. Someone, Kevin Durant was talking about like how good he was, and someone got mad at him on Twitter and quote tweeted with like, yeah, he was like, I'm the best there, something like that. And someone was like, yeah, my mom doesn't know who Kevin Durant is, so maybe there's a little less cockiness from him on this. And I was just like, he's clearly talking about like basketball fans know who I am. Like, Kevin Durant is never making the argument that people who have never heard of the NBA are fans of his and know how good he is. But he was just like, everybody knows how good I am. And some guy was like, my mom doesn't. She doesn't watch basketball.
Yeah, Kevin Durant doesn't give a shit about like your mom who doesn't know how to turn on a TV alone.
Assume we're never discussing the people who don't know follow basketball when we're talking about basketball.
Got a couple more answers on this one for you.
Okay.
Thank God.
This guy says, to me, he is a hero, a big hero. I look up to him. Read the book called Shooting Stars. You'll see what he went through to get to the NBA.
All right.
Wait, we can already know what he went through because he keeps saying after he retires, we'll know what he went through.
Uh-huh.
You tell me I don't have to wait to find out?
I like that the rest of that guy's answer where he went on to say that he wished he could have carried LeBron in his womb for 9 months.
That answer does go on. Not about wombs, but it does... he talks about The Decision, which was the national TV, you know, show about him saying he's going to Miami. He says, and The Decision wasn't bad. He showed no sign of being selfish and egotistical.
What?
Watch like a minute after he announces his decision. He blinks like 40 times to fight off tears. He didn't go on that show, be all happy, make his decision in a big show format. He just answered questions. That was all it was.
Man watches Lie to Me like one time and thinks he can like diagnose LeBron's decision.
I have loved watching people go back and like talk about the decision again. Because so when LeBron went, obviously everyone hated him. Everyone got furious. If you were one of the people who stayed rational, congrats to you. You're not included in this, I guess. But then after a while, like time passed and we all realized like, oh, it was kind of silly for us to despise him like that for leaving Cleveland to go to Miami, even though I hold that he was still the most fun villain in the NBA. Like it was a blast with the Heat as the bad guys.
Oh, definitely.
But when people like started realizing like, oh, player freedom, like we shouldn't have done that or something like that, they all tried to go back and say like, actually, the decision was a good thing. Remember, like, the Boys and Girls Clubs were there. He donated the proceeds to them. we don't need to like jump the shark on this one. The decision was still whack. Like it was so lame. And yeah. Above all else, it was just lame. But
just because he did like a couple cool things with it doesn't mean it wasn't lame.
He could have
done those sent cool out a things separately
and then given money to the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Right.
One final answer here. Okay. Maybe the hottest take out of all of them. LeBron is a coward. He was stupid for the decision and lost respect for broadcasting his decision in a one-hour-long show. Also, he won't be able to make a name for himself because he will always be Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh's sidekicks.
Chris Bosh's, yes.
LeBron could have been a worldwide name, but will fade in the next years because there are other superstars on the team to outshine him.
Huh.
That aged incredibly well.
How could you ever outshine a four-time Shooting Stars competition champion? Like
oh, man.
It is startling to me. Like, Dwayne Wade was one of the three best players in the league when LeBron went down there. But it is startling to me, even looking back, how many people believed he was better than LeBron James.
A lot of people thought that.
That's wild. True.
That's our retro take. A lot of spicy content in there.
Oh,
that's a
yeah.
good one. I did, just as a quick tangent to it, there was another great Lakers fan thing that fits in perfectly with LeBron here. You want to talk about editorializing events in the past. I saw a Lakers fan say that they were really never that focused on LeBron. They just wanted PG. They didn't even want him.
Okay.
Which is just spectacular. If you could have told me when LeBron said he's going to the Lakers that not even all the way through the first season, we'd be to the point where Lakers fans were saying, I never even wanted LeBron to come here, then I would have just been so thankful.
No team does not want LeBron.
To his credit, and we can have him back on the show sometime to talk about it, Ryan Murtha repeatedly stated he did not want LeBron James on the Philadelphia 76ers. That's for
true.
A year.
That's true. Leading up to the agency. I forgot about that. Okay, I've been proven wrong.
But he has the freshest and most unique takes in the world. So
true.
No one's like him.
Rudy Gobert, top 15 player in the league.
Top 10.
Top 10.
When Rudy Gobert didn't make the All-Star team, Ryan Murtha cried.
Ryan, come back on the podcast.
Let's get Ryan Love back you. On. Well, I have an ending thinker, if we're ready for that.
Yeah.
Before I go into it, remember that you can tweet us your hot takes. Anything you've thought of about basketball. Maybe you saw something that someone else said. You can send that to us. Anything along those lines. We're on Twitter, @AFullCourtMess.
There it is.
All right. I have a thinker from friend of the show, Adam Davis, who we are planning on having on the next episode. Celtics
guest
fan.
Spot. Huge the reveal. Guest spot.
Celtics fan, borderline Celtics blogger. Celtics micro blogger? Is that fair to say? Ooh. I think so. Anyways.
I'll allow it.
Anyways, @AdamDavis tweets, KD seems miserable. I mean, how sad do you gotta be to just argue with strangers about basketball on Twitter? Most certainly could not be me.
We'll just have to find out next week if that's disproven or not.
We'll find out about that next week. Thanks for listening. And please remember throughout this next week that we love you.
Thank you very much.